wholesale pricing.
Let me be the first to say happy Veterans Day to all of those who serve this nation in whatever capacity and in whatever war you served in, and certainly to those who gave their lives for our freedom here in these United States, again, whatever war they served in. This is America Tonight, and I'm Kate Delaney. I hope you have your flags flying high. We've got ours out front of our house, and I know and I noticed in many neighborhoods lots of flags are flying. That's a good thing. We can never, never, no matter how you stand politically, we can never thank the men and the women who have served, who have given countless hours in the field of battle, in MASH units, in horrendous conditions often. We can never give enough thanks to those people because that's what makes us sleep safely at night. Thanks to all of those people once again across the board. In fact, let's give a round of applause. I think that we primed the audience in Minneapolis. Usually we get Donovan to bribe them a little bit with some Red Bull or some of the energy drinks, because in Minnesota, they're not outlawed. So if the audience is up, how about a round of applause for all the veterans? And again, thank you very much. For your service. Absolutely. That's the important thing to remember on November 11th. In the meantime, you know how this show rolls. We zig and zag all over the place, and we're definitely going to do that right at the top. We got a couple of hot, poker hot controversies, real water cooler buzz stuff. And we were one of the shows that was on the front edge of this, and there were others, too. There were others on this network that talked about this. Alex Jones, he really hammered this, and I completely agree with him. What's going on at the airports is absolutely outrageous, and since I'm getting ready to take the show on the road to Biloxi, Mississippi, as we're going to broadcast from the Gulf Coast next week on Wednesday and Thursday and a little bit on Friday, I'm sure that I may have to make a choice as to what I prefer, the enhanced pat-down, or do I prefer to go through the body scanners? Because I know in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is where we're broadcasting from our satellite facility, in some of the terminals, they do have the body scanners. All right, so you're going to love this. A lot of people not liking these pat-downs. And it's not just the average schmo. The pilots are furious. I mean, absolutely furious about this. Now, we've had Denny Kelly on, former airline pilot, airline investigator. We've also had on DJ Frost, who's an international pilot right now, flies all over the place. And they both said that they understood the right to privacy and how some people would find it too much over the top, but that they felt that it was okay, that they would do whatever they had to do to be safe. Now there are pilots, other pilots who are saying, no way, we're not gonna do this. So there are thousands who are furious about the changes and are complaining to the major pilots' unions. They say the full body scanners are untested and potentially unsafe because of the radiation they expose everybody to, including the pilots themselves as they go through. And then the hand searches by the TSA flax at the gates at the airport checkpoints, and they're coming down hard on this. The pilots' unions want it stopped. They don't think it's right for the pilots, and they don't think it's right for the people. I mean, there are thousands of pilots, of course. They have to go through security just like everyone else who gets on a commercial airplane. They don't think they should have to submit to the full body scans. The union is coming down hard and fast on this because the pilots are saying, we're constantly going through. We don't know what this radiation is going to do to us. We don't want to do it. We don't want to adhere to these regulations. So you have 11,000 pilots at American Airlines that got a pretty pointed directive from their union about this. And I think it could get to the point where you have enough pilots that get together and the union, if it, the unions back them up, where they say no fly. I heard that from a pretty good source, that they could actually go out on that big fat limb and say, we're not going to do it. It's unacceptable for us to undergo screening and then fly the planes. And according to one memo, the hand searches have already resulted in one sexual molestation case. In the case of what's being described as a TSA person's overreach in searching and frisking pilots and passengers. So I have a feeling this is going to bubble over into an even bigger mess for the TSA and for the government, obviously. And forget it. I'm putting this under the name of we all have to be safe when we fly. Are you kidding me? Last time I flew, I know I described this to everybody. I was in the Tampa St. Pete Airport. You know, the people there are pretty friendly, actually. And I think when they check you in and they've got the marker and they're looking at your name and your license, they were overly friendly. And I thought, no wonder why they're overly friendly, because there's just some poor woman with two kids that are under 4 years old, and they are patting her down. And this was pretty much in the open. It wasn't in some room somewhere, although that's not much better, I'd say. So we're going to talk about that a lot more tonight. Also, Carnival Cruise. Yeah, the floating fun machine that it is. Bigger than the Titanic, but without any electricity and you're eating Spam on the decks. You can tell the passengers are a little more than perturbed when their Mexican Riviera holiday was cut short thanks to an engine fire. They're not to Ensenada now because they have to be tugged in. Here is a short but sweet comment from one of those passengers, Gordon Galbraith.
It's been quite an ordeal, I have to tell you.
Yeah, quite an ordeal. It certainly has, when you think of the fact that it's almost like food is being dropped off in a third world country. Can you imagine? It's hitting the decks, the Spam, the water, whatever it is they need. I mean, thank goodness it was being choppered in, and thank goodness for the USS Ronald Reagan, because that aircraft carrier went out to meet the ship so that they could get some food and things on board. But the only way to get the cruise ship in, because it's they can't run the sucker. The only way to get it in is to tug it in. So you have to picture in your mind the Titanic times two. And then multiply that. You got some tuggers, you got some tugboats pulling them in to Ensenada. They were originally 150 miles off the San Diego coast, and I think you get the picture. They're adrift. They were just drifting. That boat was just drifting. Thank goodness nobody was hurt, but you can imagine the nightmare for Carnival Cruise Lines after this huge faux pas. All because of an engine fire that they did put out, but that killed everything else on board. All right, we're going to lighten the load, believe it or not. If you have any kind of addiction, like you're addicted to pumpkin pie. Ooh, I had a piece before I went on the air. One of my friends made a pumpkin pie. I'm not addicted to it, though. We're going to talk about addictions next and how you can stop them on America Tonight.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Coming up at the end of the hour, another edition of We Can Count. You're going to love this one, too. We got some serious numbers that we're going to throw at you that I think some of them will actually make you laugh out loud. But before we do that, do you ever wonder, you know, so much stuff is thrown at you. Just take a stroll in a bookstore and look at all the self-help books about losing weight, passion in your marriage, stopping smoking. Do you ever think, what if there's just one surefire method? People always, I shouldn't say people always, but you hear a lot of people spouting positive thinking, but positive thinking doesn't always work because you can't just keep saying to yourself you're going to be positive and something fabulous is going to happen. Like Barack Obama, the president, can't sit on Air Force One and say, I think I can. I know I can. I know those approval ratings. I can make them soar. I am positive. Because that's not changing anything. So you understand what I'm saying. So how do you get to the heart of making something a habit and turning around your life? Whatever it is that's, you know, stuck, that's just, it's like a barnacle. You can't get it off, whether it's weight or it's problems that you're constantly thinking about with money, whatever it is. Our next guest, who we're ushering in right now, he's putting his latte down from the green room, Tim Schur, says he can bust any craving. And this is his boast. He can bust any craving in 15 seconds on air. 15 seconds. And he's got a book out called Get Out of Your Way, How to Eliminate Self-Sabotage, rather, and Win Your Life. Tim, thanks for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Kate. We're here together. Let's help some people.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm going to actually give out the number in case somebody wants to call in. Let's put Tim to the test. If we can rouse you a little bit earlier. If not, we'll definitely do it again. But 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All right, let me ask you about this. The losing weight thing is always big for everybody because almost anyone I know, it's that old saying about you can never be too rich or too thin anyway. So practically everyone I know, even if they really do look good, they think they need to lose weight. So what are the mistakes that keep people from losing weight, in your opinion? How do you break this?
Well, here's the biggest problem. After working with so many thousands of people, I realized that the thing that keeps people stuck more than anything else, and the reason that positive thinking doesn't work very well, is because we have associated massive pleasure to the things that are keeping us stuck and massive pain to the things that would get us what we want. And so we constantly fight ourselves, and then it causes stress, and we feel like we're our own worst enemy, and it creates that internal sabotage. So, for example, people associate massive pleasure since they were born to food. Food is love. Food is comfort. Food is security. And a lot of times, massive pain to exercise. No pain, no gain.
Yeah.
As a result, you're wired to avoid the things that make you feel better and go to the things that don't. They might make you feel better for a minute, but you ask anybody afterwards, they feel guilty, they feel tired, they feel like crap. And so we're in a pattern of trying to avoid pain by doing things that create more of it. And that's why people are so stressed out these days. So we go smoking, drinking, drugs, cigarettes, shopping, trying to do things that we think are going to make us feel better, and they end up just stressing us out.
So you have to turn your thinking completely around.
Well, you got to change your beliefs, and you've got to learn how to communicate more effectively with yourself. God gave us this amazing mind, this amazing nervous system, but we don't have the owner's manual. So we go through life winging it. Imagine you have this fantastic computer, and it's going to really help you, but you don't know how to use it. By the end of the week, it's crashed on you so many times, you want to smash the damn thing, right?
Right.
So this is learning how to communicate with yourself in a new way. Positive thinking is like, it's kind of like having a weed in the ground. And if you just cut the top of the weed off, it just keeps growing back because you're not getting to the root system. And so people say positive things, but if they have this belief inside that they're not enough, then, or it's not going to work out, or they have so much pain associated to money or to their spouse or to whatever's going on in their life, they will constantly feel let down. They'll constantly feel like they get so close and it doesn't work out. People lose weight and gain it back. They'll quit smoking and go back. They'll get married a dozen times and find that it's not working. The biggest disease on the planet is not cancer. It's not AIDS. It is insecurity. And because of that, people walk around in their life feeling like they're not enough. So we chase everybody's approval and we try to distract ourselves from feeling that way by doing things that make us feel worse. And people are running around not knowing what to do. And that's why I wrote the book.
So let me ask you this, in listening to what you're saying, somebody, a very wise man, told me one time, he was the CEO of a company, and it doesn't matter that he was the CEO of a company, he did come from rags to riches. That's kind of, he stepped up the ladder. But he said that he believes, and he was taught, and he has almost this philosophy that you're talking about, that he was able to really work on his computer, and even if it was trying to crash. And he said, you know, life is a self-fulfilling prophecy. So that would kind of go, do you think that's true? Because if you say you're insecure, or not say you're insecure, but if you keep going back to the same habits, you can't do it, the whole pain, pleasure thing, you're creating that.
Well, you are. And so let's give some practical tips for what to do about it, okay? One of the biggest sabotages people have is they don't really expect that they're going to succeed to begin with, kind of like a New Year's resolution. You know, that season's coming up pretty soon, right? And people are going to be setting these goals that they didn't accomplish from last year. And they're just going to keep setting it up. And you can always tell when somebody doesn't really believe they're going to succeed because they'll say things like, well, I hope it works. We'll see what happens. I'll keep my fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. And what they're really saying is, this isn't going to happen, but, you know, I got to go through the motions. I got to do something. So you got to focus on what you want and expect to get it. What you focus on, you move towards. Now, there was a whole program and the Oprah series and everything on the law of attraction where they said that if you just focus on what you want, you'll bring it into your life. The only reason that you focus on what you want is because it creates the positive emotions that will cause you to take action. So when you focus on what you want, the outcome that you want, you feel hopeful, you feel motivated, you feel more confident, you feel secure, you feel attracted to the goal. That's why you use positive thinking. And so if somebody says, well, you know, I'm being realistic, I'm being practical, no, they're being scared. They're focusing on what they're afraid of rather than on their faith. And so focusing on what you want, expecting that you're going to get it, and then just taking that step. You know, you can, a lot of people say, well, I'm afraid to do it because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know, you know, what's going to, what the outcome's going to be. Well, you can drive from Boston to LA in thick fog and only see 10 feet in front of you. Mm-hmm. But if you just drive that 10 feet, that first 10 feet, the next 10 feet will appear. Mm-hmm. So you just drive the next 10 feet and right. That's how you end up getting where you want to go.
Right. We did get, we do have an email here. Somebody, anybody who wants to send an email can do that too at americatonight.net because we have that running simultaneously. Jake, who sends us emails, constantly on the show, wanted me to ask you, Tim, he said, what about smoking though? Because he says nicotine is so tough to beat.
It is if you think it is. I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of people and helped most all of them stop smoking in about 30 minutes. Without weight gain, without going back to it, without being all stressed out and wanting to strangle people, here's what happens. Here's the sabotage. Your brain associates massive pleasure to the cigarette because you think that it's the only thing that makes you feel better. And most, you know, it's the thing that relaxes you. Well, if it's so relaxing, Jake, why do you need 20 of them a day? Okay, so what it really is that the things around the cigarette are relaxing to you. So you go outside, you take a break, you get away from the situation, you're hanging out with someone else who smokes, you have connection. It's the only time you take deep breaths in. Most of the time, smokers breathe very short and shallow. They breathe through their mouth, and it causes anxiety and stress. So when they have a cigarette, they take slow, deep drags off that cigarette. It's the deep breathing. It's the taking the break. It's the expecting to relax that causes the relaxation temporarily. But because of what it does to your body, 15, 20 minutes later, you want another cigarette. So what we want to do instead, the first thing you do is you tell yourself that you can smoke as much as you want. Because as soon as someone tells you that you can't smoke, what happens inside of you, Kate?
You want to smoke. Yeah.
You just double the craving. Mm-hmm. That's right. You tell, I can't eat these cookies, I shouldn't smoke, I can't do this, I can't do that. If I tell my two-year-old, don't throw that toy, what's he going to do?
Throw it.
That's right. Boom, right across the room, because your mind doesn't hear words like don't or not
right.
or try.
Right.
Every time you tell yourself, don't eat those cookies, don't pick up that cigarette, what you're really hearing in your mind is, pick up the cigarette, eat the cookies. It used to freak me out when I drive on the highway and I would see signs that would say, don't drink and drive. Because your unconscious mind would see those signs and it would be drink and drive.
Oh.
So one thing you want to do, Drake, or Jake, I have a nephew named Drake. One thing you want to do, Jake, is you want to make sure that you are focusing on how you want it to be. It's not
right.
The billboards are going to be, they'll say stay sober now.
Tim, hang on with us. We're going to continue the conversation on the flip side.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With Tim Sherwood talking about how you can actually get to the root of the problem when you're trying to do things like Jake in Austin that quit smoking, or he's saying nicotine just strangles you, losing weight, that kind of stuff. And Tim, you said an interesting thing before we stepped aside about the don't and not and all that stuff that used to drive you crazy when you would see signs that said don't drink, because that plants that seed in people's heads about drinking.
Yeah, when you see those signs now, it says stay sober, and that's what you want.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, so when you're communicating, when you're talking with yourself, as you're going around through the day talking to yourself, notice what it is that you're saying. People will come to me and they'll say, I just can't stop procrastinating. If I could quit procrastinating, I'd feel so much better, but I can't stop procrastinating. Can you help me stop procrastinating? You know, and so what is their brain hearing over and over and over? Procrastinating.
Yeah.
So, You got to say it the way you want it. So, but let's, you know, whether it's quitting smoking or losing weight or any kind of addiction or habit or whatever it is, the approach is exactly the same. You want to learn how to use your mind in a slightly different way. So let me give you a different, an example of, I'll show you my 10-second craving killer. Okay. And it really teaches you how the difference between willpower versus using your imagination. So let's just say you might have a craving for sugar, because a lot of people have that. So is there anything, Kate, that you feel like if you could get away from it a little bit, you'd feel better?
Cookie, yeah, Kate? Mine's not sugar, though. Mine is salt.
How about chips? Okay, good. So imagine that you're sitting down and you're feeling out of control and you wish you were in control. Okay,
right.
So you sit down with that bag of chips and it's calling your name. And you reach in and grab a handful of chips, and I want you to put them in your mouth and start chewing, but don't swallow. Start chewing up those chips. okay?
Right.
Now, spit them out in your hand. Spit them all out in your hand with all that saliva and now eat those chips again.
No way.
I'm sorry, say that again, Kate?
No way. I wouldn't re-eat them. Are you kidding?
Exactly. And I've done that thousands of times all over the place, and I get the same reaction every time. Now, let me ask you. You went from I can't stop eating salt to no way in about 3 seconds. How much positive thinking did that take?
Like no time at all, just a couple of moments.
Yeah. It took no time, no effort, no energy, no willpower, no talking yourself out of it. You learned how to use your imagination in a slightly different way. So, Jake, the next time you need a cigarette, break one up in a glass of water and then just drink it as much as you want. And it'll cause you to go, ew, wait a second. It's not the chips. It's not the cigarette. It's the pleasure or the whatever it is that we expect those things to give us. It's our reward, our treat, our escape, our distraction. So what we simply do is we create better ways to feel good. So it's not that you want to get rid of cigarettes. It's that you want to do your breathing. You want to learn how to feel more relaxed. There's an old quote that says, if you just learn to go within, you'll never go without. So instead of the chips or the salt, you'll find that another fast way to get rid of salt cravings is just take a little bite of a lemon. Whether it's a slice of lemon or a little drop of lemon juice on your finger and taste that lemon, and it cancels out the taste for salt.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great, great, great tip. This is across the board for anything. I mean, it's the same thing for so that you try to stay out of divorce court is a great example. So, keep the fire burning in the marriage, because you see that the statistics now for divorce are crazy off the charts.
Well, remember that thing I talked about insecurity? When I've coached a lot of couples who are having trouble in their marriage, which is almost everybody, because we're not learning how to communicate with our partner. And what happens, I envision two people coming up together to each other with empty cups saying, fill me up. We're trying to feel secure. We're trying to get our needs met through our partner. And the only way you can truly get your needs met is if you meet them. If you fill your own cup up, if you do things that make you feel secure and loved and validated. And so that when you're with your partner, you already feel good, so you can focus on what they might need. So the whole goal is to take care of yourself. And relationships are a way of helping you to grow up. They're a way of helping you to mature. Maturity means being able to deal with frustrated desires alone, by yourself, without going into self-pity and feeling sorry for yourself, without going into blaming and anger, and it's all your fault. We learn how to feel more secure, more calm, more mature. And as you learn how to do that, you feel better. Then you feel better around your spouse. No matter what they're going through, you feel okay, which causes them to feel a little bit better. So that you are in a marriage or a partnership and you are supporting each other instead of always feeling like, you know, I'm not enough. And because you're not helping me feel better, you're not enough either. And then we go through that dance of getting angry and getting upset or arguing in the hopes that somehow that's going to connect us. But that doesn't work. That just hurts people's feelings more. We go in our head and say, oh, I can't believe they're saying that. They're so mean. It's so awful. I married the wrong person. And we give ourselves that self-fulfilling prophecy story that gentleman told you about. And it just causes all kinds of stress. And if you want to go and mess up that relationship, you know, with you and your spouse, that's fine. But if you have kids, it's time for you to mature and grow up. But if you don't know how, you could be the most talented person in the world at building houses, but you cannot do it with just a hammer. So you got to have other tools. The Get Out of Your Way book has all the best power tools that I found after 22 years of trying to figure out what works the fastest, what works the most. That's what I put in the book so that you don't have to guess anymore. You don't have to feel stressed anymore. You go to the book, find the tool, use it, and it will make your life better, period. It will work.
So is this, it's a mental makeover basically, right?
That's exactly right. You're learning how to use your imagination and the movies of your mind to create your life by design. You know, there's a movie theater in that head of yours, and you can play any movie you want. You can play a movie that makes you laugh. You can play a movie that is drama, that keeps you on the edge of your seat. You can play an educational movie. You can play a scary movie. But if you play a scary movie in your head, don't walk out afterwards being surprised that you're freaked out. Okay? You got to make sure that you're choosing what kind of images that you're playing in your mind. Don't worry about what's happened in the past. Focus on what you're going to do now. I was watching a video on YouTube from Will Smith, and he says, growing up, where you've been doesn't matter at all. It's where you're headed. And that is so true. That's why your windshield in your car is so much bigger than the rearview mirror, because where you're headed is so much more important than where you've been.
Yeah, where are you headed? What a great note to end on. So to get your book, Get Out of Your Way, how does one pick that up?
You go to eliminatesabotage.com. Go to eliminatesabotage.com. They'll take you to a main page. They'll say, heard Tim on the radio. Click on that. There's a video. There's information. Watch the video. If you liked it, if you like what you're hearing, buy the book and use it. Now, it's not going to work if you buy a book and throw it on a shelf. You got to read, even if it's just a page a night, right? So I'm not interested in that book being some kind of, tablecloth. Get the book, read a couple pages. The first two chapters will help you transform your life right away because it gives you understanding about why it's been so hard and what you can do to make it easier. You can also call our toll-free number. If you're really struggling and you need to talk to me in person, our toll-free number is 877-944-HOPE, H-O-P-E. Again, 877-944-HOPE.
All right. Excellent, Tim. Thanks. I hope a lot of people listening got something out of this. I think they could have. They absolutely could have gotten some of those tips, and you roll with those tips, like Tim says, and you look to where you're going. That's what matters the most, not where you've been before. Just get that out of your head. Tim, thanks. It was a pleasure. We'll talk to you again sometime.
The pleasure's mine, Kate. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. I like that. I like that idea of forgetting about the, you know, the why is the windshield so big, and why is the why are the rearview mirrors so small, and the back window, why is it so small? That's a pretty good one. All right, we started off and we were talking about what was happening with the cruise ship and the fact that, no joke, they're eating Spam and Pop-Tarts, and they've had so many food supply dumps now as it's slowly going down. They don't have, you know, air conditioning and hot showers and all that stuff. And as I say, it's slowly going down as the amount of miles are ticking away or going down as they're slowly being tugged. So Carnival Cruise Lines is saying that most passengers knew that the Splendor's crew was doing everything they could. And there were a few reports of passengers pledging not to take up the company's offer of a free replacement trip. Yeah, you're in the middle of watching the five tugboats, and you're just counting the moments when you can get to land and get off the boat. But, you know, what do? You got 4,500 people. That includes the crew. And that's all they can do. The power is gone. So the ship is without most of its power. They've got to wait until daylight for the tugboats to deliver the cruise ship, probably around midday on Thursday. And you have that many people that are, you know, in trouble, just waiting. Trouble in the sense that, they're fighting their demons and not wanting to explode. Because that's what I heard. I heard there were a lot of people that were obviously upset on the boat. And immediately, of course, Carnival pledges that, you know, whatever trip you want basically will comp you a trip. And passengers, I guess, as they're getting closer, are starting to be able to at least use their cell service if their cell phone wasn't dead. Because you think of the electricity and the power that's limited, then the charging and all that. So some people on the ship are saying that they will never take another cruise again. Unfortunately for Carnival, they had one passenger who worked for a TV station in Denver, Colorado. He did get cell service, and he was able to call back to the television station. They put him on the air, basically his voice. He said most of the passengers are in the dark in their cabins and have to wait in line for 2 hours to eat the cold meals which are being delivered by the choppers. Ooh, sounds like a bad time. Positive thinking might work there. We can count next.
A new way to improve your health has arrived. Your body's primary nutrient for detoxification and antioxidant power is glutathione. Glutathione mops up heavy metals and toxins of all kinds and carries them to the liver for elimination. Glutathione neutralizes free radicals, which keeps your cells younger and stops inflammation. Glutathione gives you a strong immune system and gives you greater athletic endurance. The problem is your body's natural production declines due to age and toxins. What's your body's best way to produce strong and youthful levels of glutathione? It's One World Whey protein powder. One World Whey protein powder is an industry first. It comes from grass-fed cows and is never heated. This miraculous whey protein powder supplies your body with the nutrient power to increase your glutathione production by as much as 64% or more. The increase in strength, energy, and well-being can be pronounced and amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. This is kind of controversial, but think of being 9 years old. Do you remember when you were 9 years old? There's a nine-year-old Nepalese boy who says he can climb Mount Everest. You know, I was a pretty strong kid. No way, no how could I do Everest. Of course, he grew up in Nepal, and he has climbed other mountains and has been practicing and is apparently pretty experienced. But some of the most experienced climbers in the world say the boy shouldn't try to climb the world's tallest mountain. And here's the thing. Rules actually prohibit teens younger than 16 from climbing Everest. So there was a 13-year-old, remember, who stunned a lot of people when he became the youngest to hit the summit of Mount Everest. Now there's a kid who wants to challenge that. And Sherpa Doshi holds the world record for the fastest ever ascent. Recently boasted that he thinks he can conquer the globe's tallest mountain in 2011. Boy, I don't know. The whole idea, you think, how dangerous is this whole record-setting thing, and should there be an age limit? So you have a young adventurer who has a very ambitious parent and likes the attention, I believe, and says, sure, go ahead and sail around crazy water, crazy seas all over the world. Or go ahead and climb the tallest mountains. Letting kids, I don't know, on these big mountains, I'd have to say I'd go with the experience. I'd go with the experienced guides who say, no way. Even though he thinks his son is capable of it, I wouldn't let a boy that young climbing Everest. If that many people are objecting because you've got altitude sickness and the mental and physical toll that it takes on you, the past Everest climbers have experienced all kinds of motor skill dysfunction and sleep problems and all kinds of other things. So I'd say that that's just too young, not to spoil the party. And I think kids should be able to certainly accept lots of kinds of challenges, but I would think that this challenge is just a little bit too over the top for me. And reading the comments of those who are experienced in the business saying, nah, I don't think so. I don't think you really want this kid to do that. I'm going to have to agree with them. Here's something completely different, and it's from the tech world. You know, it's amazing the things that we can do now from... Think about it, how small the computers are to what we do with our phones. You can really do everything on a phone, and ultimately that's where we're headed, right? So you've got this 10-inch LCD panel. The Samsung has this 10-inch Galaxy Tab, and it was unveiled at a trade show recently. And it's a prototype e-reader and kind of a small netbook, but It's a video, too, kind of a video that would be like on a Kindle, and it has rows of buttons on the bottom that are smaller, like a 7-inch tab, let's say. I don't know if I'm doing it justice by describing it this way, but let's just put it this way. It's got a lot of power. There's, you know, you don't have heavy weight in this little tablet. I guess the screen resolution is pretty good, and they think this is the wave of the future. The Galaxy Tab is cheaper than the iPod, and it would reduce the heaviness of the tablet computers, which, you know, they're not ridiculously heavy, but they're a lot heavier than, let's say, the e-readers that don't have glass in the screen, because in the iPad you have that glass, and, of course, that makes it a little bit heavier. So these have just come out. It's really a prototype that was on display, but it was pretty phenomenal looking at it, how small it is and the power. I mean, pretty soon, it depends on how good you can see, we'll have something that's even smaller than the palm of our hand. That might be too small. A lot of people don't like the tiny, tiny stuff anyway because they feel too constricted when they're typing on a little keyboard or, you know, whatnot. It doesn't feel right. They'd rather have the feel of the bigger keypad and have a bigger screen in front of them. And there's going to be a point where I think it gets probably a little bit too small for me, too. I'm just saying. As much as I like technology, there is a point where you've lost me. You've lost me. This was a big deal in Philadelphia. They held a big rally for an inmate's freedom there, and the rally, lots of people turned out. You know, they started to pump the message on radio stations all over the place. So, and this is extremely, extremely controversial. Remember earlier this year, the Supreme Court ordered a federal court to reconsider a new sentence hearing for Maya Jamala, and the third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments for the new hearing. And in case you don't know the story, he was convicted of killing a police officer in Philadelphia. Daniel Faulkner was his name. And there's been just an international outcry for people who oppose the death penalty. And of course, we know the death penalty, you always have a lot of hot opinions on both sides of this. And you know how I feel about that, as I talked about what happened in the Connecticut home invasion and how I believe the jury was dead on, pardon the pun, by going for, you know, recommending the death penalty option there. So what they're saying is that he could be innocent. And that's what part of the argument is. Is he, do you really want to go the route of the death penalty if there is even a chance that he's innocent. So there's a lot of crazy things that are happening over this case. And as I said, there was a big rally in Philly. Hundreds of people showed up for it. They say the crowd was probably, here's what the number comes in, about 450 or so, which is pretty big for an impromptu deal. They've had bigger rallies there, certainly, in this case. And for his release, they were holding signs that said, you know, freedom, free him, all this sort of stuff, and how the death penalty was wrong in this case. This is a big deal. The Met is returning 19 King Tut objects to Egypt. Did you ever get to see the King Tut exhibit? Well, yes, it's true. There are 19 small objects that were entombed for centuries, along with ancient Egypt's boy king, a small bronze dog, for example. There was also a Sphinx bracelet that were incredible looking. I can remember them. And they were, they say that they were certain that that was part of the burial chamber. Remember, this was discovered back in 1922 in the Valley of the Kings. Imagine being Howard Carter. He was the man who discovered it. So two Met curators researched all the items. They became part of the museum's collection from the 1920s to the 40s. And they say the objects were never meant to have left Egypt, and therefore they should rightfully belong to the government of Egypt. Prior to the discovery of Tut's tomb, by the way, the government in Egypt customarily allowed the people who excavated to keep a little bit of their prize. But that wasn't supposed to happen after Howard Carter found what he found. Still, some things were taken. Now, the Met got some of the 19 items that they had from Carter's estate, and the museum's been obviously very proactive in returning everything they could to Egypt. So I hope you had a chance to see some of that. I've seen it. Some of the stuff is just absolutely incredible. You can't believe it. You can't believe it till you lay eyes on it yourself and see the quality of the stuff that he was buried with. Whew. Crazy. All right, and finally, here is our last one for the numbers on We Can Count, and it has to do with what men don't do. Happened to see this on AOL somewhere today. They say 23% of men do not, according to a Harris Interactive poll, wash their hands after using the restroom. Oh, I didn't need to hear that. Yikes, wash your hands, guys.